It makes sense for Rashford because he obviously will move away from Manchester, who's becoming a toxic environment for him, and it will be a step up.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line, try from Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78 and Munster podcast for Munster fans. Coming up on today's show, we'll look back on a gritty, determined win from Munster over Saracens, and we look ahead to a clash with a familiar enemy in Northampton coming up this weekend in another massive game for the Reds. My name is Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to talk all things Munster. Fiona, Alan, how are you guys?
Good, good. I had a weekend away, so I'm just about recovering now today. You know, the Monday isn't always the best day to recover, but I'm all right. I actually was away and I watched the Munster match in Bordeaux. So I watched it in a French pub, so a bit of a different atmosphere to Thomond.
And you were over to support Rog as well.
Of course, and Shkin himself. Yeah, I did. I had my Munster hat now over it. The game. I don't think too many people were happy, but look, I only have a couple of hats, and that's what I need in that cold weather. So it done the job.
Quinny, how are you, sir?
Very good, thanks. Yeah, I was in Thomond Park on Saturday doing commentary for Off the Ball, so it was a very good win. Yeah, but all good. The snow has gone in Tipperary anyway. Thankfully, I'm back. Back in action.
Thankfully indeed. All right, we have a lot to discuss. We'll start with that Munster and Saracens game. 17-12 win for Munster. It was gritty, it was determined. Munster got the job done. Excellent second half from the Reds. First though, Fiona, a couple of comments reaching us.
Yeah, so thanks again for everyone sending in comments. We'll go with Pat. Pat's a good supporter. Pat said, great win. Second half, much better performance. Lovely to see Jack having confidence to try the chip and flick. Good to see Shane Daly Failey's HIA. More of the same against the Saints. Stand up and fight. And some of the of Mary, for you, Goody, some of Mary's holy water is needed, he said, next week. Joe said, Lula reportedly not going to be allowed stay. Really, really disappointing. Jerry, sad to see Lula leaving, but only allowed temporary. Hodnett, superb last weekend. A mini tank with speed. Tough away v Northampton will require 100% commitment, but with full squad, it's doable. And Papo Cinzio. My Italian isn't the best now, Rory, but I gave it a crack. It hasn't damaged Jackie's to have missed the game against Leinster, in quotes. It absolutely has. Your best players should be playing the big games, especially at home in front of a sellout crowd against your biggest rivals. Sam took a big step forward in his development and Jack wasn't there to lay down his mark. The pressure is now on Jack to perform against Sarries, obviously last weekend, good outing, and Northampton if he wants to start against England. And even then, if Sam performs against La Rochelle and Bath, maybe it's too big a hill to climb for Jack.
Yeah, that was in the back of our conversation last week about Sam Prendergast and Jack Crowley not facing off against each other in Thomond Park. And Papa Cinzio there from YouTube on our YouTube video suggested that they should have been playing against each other. But we're going to be talking about Jack Crowley, no doubt, over the course of our conversation because he was a big factor in that Munster win over Saracens. Quinny, as I mentioned, it was gritty. It was determined stuff from Munster. They got the job done and look, they had to work hard for it, but they got over the line.
Yeah, it was. I think I wasn't that optimistic going into the game. I thought on paper, Saracens had a very strong squad. Plenty of internationals in there. And we spoke about Maro Toje, Jamie George, Ben Earl, those type of players, the impact they would bring against a side who were missing some power and obviously... have a good few injuries in the squad, which I thought would affect him. It was probably not the best start, two early penalties. But Saracens were very, very disappointing for me. They were negative in their approach. They kicked a lot and they didn't try and play really until Munster went ahead in that second half. So, but Yeah, I think Munster brought a really good intensity to the game, continuous. Their defense was very aggressive and strong, and they won a lot of good turnovers and forced Saracens at times to kick a lot. The big concern for me would be the aerial battles. We lost all them. And it's amazing, like there was, the way the new law changes about, leaving the channel free, that you can't kind of block people off from chasing kicks anymore. I think it's a great law that has come in because it's given us, real one-on-one battles and a real opportunity. If your kick is good, if your chase is good, you have those challenges one-on-one in the air. And Munster lost a lot of them, which was very concerning. 100% in the line-out. How often have we been able to say that? And that allowed Munster the platform to try and create opportunities and hold on to the ball and launch attacks from their set piece. The scrum tweaked a little bit and creaked a little bit at times, but overall it was the second half was really pleasing to be there, and the crowd got right behind them, and that was it. It felt like a really important special win for Munster. Obviously they've got to try and back it up against Northampton, but a week in sport changes a lot. It looked like they were really up for this game, Munster, and I suppose turnovers and knock-ons and stuff like that, there was still plenty of them there. So they've got to be better this week going to Northampton, particularly away from home. But it was a very important win and an enjoyable performance.
Fiona, what impressed you most about Munster's win?
I think I think it was the second half in particular. Obviously, the turnovers, I think there was 22 or there was 24, but there was a lot in that first half. It was really frustrating. Now, Quinny, you were there. Maybe the ball was a little bit wetter from the grass, but Munster should have controlled that. Very, very happy, Rory, with the line out. Quinny had said it was 100%, but look. I think, when I was watching it, I was saying, right, maybe they mightn't have been able to launch the plays they wanted for the back line because a lot of the time Saracens gave them the space at the front and they took the space at the front, got up and won the ball. And I've been saying that's key. I know you want to play this expansive rugby and try and hit the back, but we could see Itoje knew that. They were marking the middle and back really closely. And I thought Munster were very clever in just retaining that ball, using a bit of power to get over the gain line with the maul at times as well. Probably could. You'd love to see a couple of more maul tries out of this team. You know they have minimum, even a few transfers to just into that space. But I was very impressed with their ability to come out in that second half and just having been under so much pressure with the handling errors and try things. Having those two tries, the bench made an absolute difference. John Hadnick coming on, as one tweeter said, just absolute tank and go forward ball, and his try was superb. So I think the two tries in particular were exciting to watch, and Jack's chip over the top. It wasn't just, go forward, go forward. They were trying some things as well, haven't made so many errors. So that is exciting to see, but getting the win ultimately through defence at times as well was brilliant.
Yeah, Dean Bluelagh, when he got a standing ovation, he was subbed off there for about an hour, but the Tomo Park crowd certainly appreciating his efforts. Now, the Sharks are insisting upon his return at the end of the month, so he's going to be a massive loss for Munster.
He is, yeah. He's been, I think we've seen glimpses of his quality and his ability. Yeah, he'll be a loss. I think he's a really good signing for a short term, and I presume that. Well, Munster can't decide when he goes back. I think it's a short-term deal. But he was superb the other day. I'm really impressed with his work rate around the field. His tackle technique, he's chopping tackles, he's shooting out of the line, making really aggressive hits on people, and he got a really good try as well. So, yeah, Munster were never going to be. I don't think they were ever going to be allowed to keep him till the end of the season anyway. Dave Kilcoyne, Jeremy Lochman. They've got to, hope they can get back soon and get back in the mix. But he's been really important through this period. When you think of the win in Belfast and the win again the other day against Saracens, that he's been involved. So very impressive from him, because it's not easy coming in on a short-term deal anywhere and making that impression. And I think the players are very impressed with him, and he's done really well for Munster.
Certainly has. We had a comment in about Jack Crowley, I suppose, at the start of the show. We talked about him a lot last week. He kind of had, I suppose, a mixed performance over the weekend against Saracens. What was your take, I suppose, on how he performed? And I suppose, is he still trying a little bit too hard, maybe?
No, I think he had obviously missed for touch. There was a couple of errors that you really want him to prove that miss. There was a kick as well that was disappointing. But for me, in general, I suppose, especially in that second half, we saw his lovely chip through. I think it's a good thing that he's trying things. He's not gone back into himself. He's going after it. It's very, very hard. I watched La Rochelle's game as well, and Sam Prendergast. It's only when I was watching him in the flesh how I saw they're very, very different hens, as in defensively. I watch Jack week in, week out. He's in the grid of it. He's in there. If there's if players are holding up a ball, he's going after it. He gets himself in there. Sam Prendergast against La Rochelle, and I know it's a big French unit. They had him way, way out the side, very, very far away from the contact at times, especially with that rush defence. So he is protected, and he's probably better at defending in space as well rather than that impact contact. But for me, they're just different types of players. It's everything Jack does now. We're looking at it. I'm sure years ago we'd watch a game and you'd say, "Oh yeah, there was a couple errors," but it's like, "Oh my God, there was a couple errors." Every 10 is going to make a mistake. For me, it's those kicks to touches, those kicks that are in front of the post. He needs to be nailing them. And I suppose when they are happening, that's when you start questioning the confidence. Is it down a little bit? But I thought he had a good game. He controlled the pack. He tried things. He was very physical in defence, like I said. Players do target him coming down his channel. He always gets them down. So for me, I think he's tipping away nicely. If he can back it up again with Northampton, his confidence is going to grow and grow going into that camp. But obviously, this whole Sam V Crowley, who will start the first game, is so much pressure on a young guy's shoulders. I can only imagine after every game, he's looking back saying, "Oh, I messed up there. I messed up there." And it's with that view, I suppose, of that game against England, the first game. So it is hard, but I thought he did a good enough game. Munster got the win, and in that second half, I thought he took the reins a bit better.
Certainly did. Cody, I was obviously a much needed win for Munster, given, I suppose, the nature of their defeat to Leinster a couple of weeks previous. But what's this going to do now for Munster's confidence, especially with heading to Northampton, a massive, massive game this weekend?
It's like Fiona said about Jack Crowley. I think it is about confidence and him feeling good about himself. He did a lot of really good things in the game, couple of mistakes. I thought his performance was very good, and he's just got to keep driving on in this situation, because it's part of his nature really to try things, maybe take some risks. And the two chips over the defensive lines were, if he'd caught that and scored, it would have been a sensational try.
Absolutely.
So he just needs to make sure he doesn't force it too much, in the sense that he just, has to try and enjoy this now, and probably try and get his confidence back. And I saw glimpses of that on Saturday, that he looked really, really good. I think from the team point of view, as you said, getting a result like this is, it can galvanize the squad. I think they showed a lot of togetherness in a time and a period where you can drop the head. The easy option is to kind of tuck back into the group, and so there was a lot of good. And we've probably spoken about leadership at times and people stepping up, taking the reins, making good decisions, and we saw a real togetherness in the team performance on Saturday, and a real fight and a want for each other. Is there still some things that they can fix and get better? Of course there is, and I don't think anyone's going to get carried away, because Europe is a very tall order for this group, given the depth of the squad. But if they can get some players back, and I said, and make the knockout stages, and who would have thought, the reward this week is if they win. They could have a home tie in round 16, which would be really significant for the group. But we can't get carried away because I don't want to get too positive, because Northampton is going to be a big challenge on Saturday. And you know, they were beaten by Stade Francais at the weekend. I think they had a much changed team over there and probably ran the risk of losing with the team they sent over there. But I'm sure they're backing themselves to get a result against Munster this week, and they will secure a home round 16 tie. So I'm sure Munster feel good about themselves, and if they can again improve, particularly in that kicking area and the contestable kicks, they have a chance going to Northampton, a really good chance.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the full show, where we look ahead to the clash with Northampton and we'll name our star of the week as well, you can become an Off the Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off the Ball app, Apple, Spotify, or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.